Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In this show, we are in Bozeman at Genuine Ice Cream. This small batch, handmade ice creamery is located at the corner of North 7th Avenue and West Peach Street, across from the large Bozeman, Montana mural with a pink backdrop brimming with mountain flowers. The vibe of Genuine Ice Cream is pink with a logo of a cow drawn in red with a big heart in its center. The sign for the business is in pink. The containers that hold their ice cream are colored in pink. The menu is presented mostly in pink. Genuine Ice Cream began in a small trailer in front of the Lark Hotel to now a brick-and-mortar establishment. We talked to Ellie Dar, owner and CEO, who bought the business in 2020.
So I started with Genuine Ice Cream in 2017 as the production manager. At the time, Genuine Ice Cream was a small wholesale business. It was me and two other girls, and we didn't have any retail presence at that time. So that first summer was just wholesale. Over my first winter with the company, I helped develop the retail side of the business, and we ended up opening our first seasonal store the spring of 2018. That was in the trailer in front of the Lark Hotel. And we operated there for 2018, 2019, and 2020 summer seasons. I ultimately bought the business in early 2020, and then we opened our first year-round brick-and-mortar store in June of 2020.
So why the name Genuine Ice Cream? General Manager Kyra Hart explains.
We're named Genuine Ice Cream for a reason, and it is just genuinely good ice cream with genuine ingredients, so we don't use any artificial colors or ingredients, like we're not adding anything into our ice creams.
Ellie reiterates how they make an authentic, genuine product.
We pride ourselves in making pretty much everything that goes into our ice creams. We're not making Oreos, we're not making Butterfingers, those sort of things. But all of the other cookies and cakes and sauces and fruit purees, we're making all of that in-house.
Kyra provides specific examples of that in-house care.
Our mint ice cream is white. Our honey lavender ice cream is white. So you're not getting that like weird green color that you might see in other flavors. And we're baking all of the mix-ins that we can. We can make our own brownies, and we do. We make our own chocolate sauce, then we churn that into the ice cream. Really, like labor of love goes into each flavor.
That labor of love produces an ice cream that is right for under our big sky.
We try and stick to being really approachable and nostalgic and kind of playing into that side of things. We're not putting pine cones in our ice cream or like doing these sorts of like way out there things. We choose to take some of those classics that people grew up with and just make them the best they can be, give them little twists.
So what are some of the nostalgic flavors with the twists?
I think our honey lavender is one of my favorite flavors to talk about because we're steeping real lavender flowers, making a milk with that, and then churning that into the ice cream. So it's not an extract. It doesn't have that like traditional soapy flavor that you get with a lavender flavor. Our most popular flavor is milk and cookies. We have diehard fans of flavors that are on our rotator menu. And, you know, those things like the cinnamon cookie dough is one that people just absolutely go crazy for. Malted chocolate chip is another one that we get a lot of great feedback on. And I would say like pistachio is another one that people really go crazy for.
And how can customers enjoy the ice cream they go crazy for?
So our menu obviously has scoops, and you can put them in a cup or a cone. We've got homemade waffle cones that we make fresh every day. We've got sundaes, which you get that nice hot fudge on there everybody loves. We have our nitro cold brew also, and so we're doing cold brew floats. We're using Ghost Town Coffee for that, and they have just such an amazing product that we're, you know, obviously honored to have it because it's so great.
What's also great is Genuine Ice Cream offers a treat that is perfect for celebrations, special occasions, or everyday enjoyment.
Yeah, so our ice cream cakes, they come in either 6-inch or 9-inch diameter, and there's a Oreo layer, a layer of ice cream, another Oreo layer, another layer of ice cream, and then it's all encased in whipped cream and topped with sprinkles.
So for the customer who walks into Genuine Ice Cream, how does she know what flavor to choose?
We love it when people come in and want to try a few flavors. We often get the question, like, how many can I try? And, well, you can try as many as you want to try. But, like, we want people to be able to step out of, like, their comfort zone, too, and try something new.
Once the new or favorite flavor is chosen, the ice cream needs to be scooped, and the ideal shape is a globe or round ball.
It's definitely an art. Temperature plays hugely into it. There is a pretty narrow temperature range where you're going to get that perfect scoopability. And then it's all about technique. I think that almost everybody we hire, we bring them in and they start scooping and they're like, wow, this is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Ariana Ewalt, after months of working behind the counter at Genuine Ice Cream, has learned to perfect her technique.
So, secret to scooping ice cream, I'd say probably trying to get as much ice cream in your scoop at first will make your scoop easier to like make out and like round it out towards the end. It's all in like the scoop. Like when you use the scoop itself, I think doing that helps, like rounding it out along the side of the bin, like the tub helps round it out into a perfect globe and ball.
For Ellie Dar, owning an ice cream store was not part of her life path.
I'd been working in bakeries. Like for me, that was my dream. I wanted to open my own bakery. And I had moved away from Bozeman and I was living in Crested Butte, Colorado. I worked in a donut and ice cream shop down there and I was their donut maker and I made all of like the cookies and the cakes and things like that that go into their ice cream. And during my time there, they taught me like little bits about the ice cream side of things. And I was moving back to Bozeman and I saw that Genuine Ice Cream was hiring a production manager. And I thought, I've got enough experience there. I could probably do that. And I got sucked into the ice cream world.
So how did Ellie get sucked into her love of creating desserts and sweets?
I'd like to tell you this like story of like, I used to bake cookies with my grandma, but that's not really how it came about for me. My mom is an amazing cook and she always cooked when I was growing up, but I was very not interested, honestly, when I was a kid. And I ended up getting a job in a bakery in Bozeman because my younger sister had worked their front of house for them one summer. And I was going back to school and I couldn't keep working my landscaping job. And she was like, let me introduce you to these people. They've been awesome. And I fell in love with those like early mornings, the production aspect of it, that like sense of accomplishment you get at the end of the day. And it just stuck for me.
And for Ellie, what were some of the memories of ice cream that stuck with her?
My best ice cream memories are with my friends. It's what we did when we were in early high school. That's what we did. We'd go down to, there was a little diner in town and they had like an old soda fountain counter and we'd go down and get milkshakes and just be kids and putz around town.
From landscaping to baking to making ice cream, how did Ellie learn the craft of creating this cold treat?
I learned to make the ice cream from the girls who were the production team when I was hired. So I obviously came with a little bit of background, but the specific operational knowledge was passed from them. I think I've just got a brain that wants to tweak things and see how to make it better.
How to make it better led her to exploring new ways of producing new options and flavors.
A lot of reading cookbooks, reading different ice cream books, getting on the internet, doing research, and then taking those things and trying them out and seeing what worked for us and what didn't, and just tweaking. Because having that baking background's awesome, but ice cream's this like whole nother animal.
Perhaps a whole new animal. But from her baking background, she had already learned that accuracy and attention to detail leads to success.
You got to work with like the fats and the sugars and all these different components to make it like have that consistency that you want to. So that was sort of a whole new world.
Even now, Ellie is working a whole new world, very different from her beginnings in 2017.
I bet our production facility was 200 square feet. Now, our production facility is 2,300 square feet, and we are rapidly outgrowing it. There was another one in between there. We didn't jump from 200 to 2,300, but as far as like how the business got here from where it was in the trailer, I think that moving into that year-round space and a full brick and mortar was a big leap forward for us.
Her current facility has made her business more efficient, eliminating many of the practices they had to make in the past.
We were delivering multiple times a day from our production facility. We were ordering things from ourselves in sleeve quantities. We were like, bring us 3 sleeves of cups.
Although the space was limited in the trailer in front of the Lark Hotel,
we were able to really get that following and that loyal customer base. When we were in the trailer, everybody was excited when we would open every summer, but everybody, like, they didn't know our name. They're like, yeah, that's the ice cream down the trailer. And I think that once we got into the shop, we just were able to kind of gain that momentum and people knew us as Genuine Ice Cream. We did a big rebrand, which I think had a big piece of that as well.
Now known as Genuine Ice Cream and not the ice cream in the trailer, and with more space to play, Ellie and her team have the ability to develop new flavors.
I think that, like, as far as the creativity side of Genuine Ice Cream, that's really owned by my production manager right now, who does a great job developing flavors, coming up with creative ideas. And she and I still collaborate, and I'll throw ideas at her every once in a while, but yeah, she crushes it.
And Kim Scalling crushes it as the production manager, for she has been credited with making the magic behind every scoop of ice cream.
I think it's one of the things that allows us to have this huge amounts of creativity ability, right? Because the sky's the limit if we can make it.
Although the sky's the limit, Ellie tries to keep within the bounds of being genuine.
It's really easy, especially as you grow, to start cutting corners with quality. And that's something that we're never willing to compromise on. We don't always take that easiest path on things. We're not subbing out. Like, we're using the actual ingredients to get those flavors.
Although there is the spirit of fun surrounding ice cream, much care and attention are needed to get to that perfect scoop.
Ice cream's interesting in that it's so production-based and so methodical, and you can get wrapped into this, like, you're in food manufacturing. But then there's this great creativity side of it too, where you can be like, yeah, can we make a choke cherry? Sure, let's try it and see what happens. We've got so much good background knowledge just from making so many different flavors that when people bring those kind of ideas to us, we usually have a pretty good starting point.
Marc Leberger of Georgette's Galettes sought Genuine Ice Cream's expertise in helping him make a choke cherry ice cream for his ice cream sandwiches created with his waffles.
With the wholesale side, Mark, especially with Georgette's Galettes, he gets a tub of our ice cream and then he chooses to then make it into the little sandwiches that he makes.
The team takes pride in the custom projects they collaborate with clients on, as well as the ice cream they scoop up at the shop.
We really just believe in working hard and creating a great product. And so, relentless excellence is something that comes to mind. Excellence isn't a finish line for us. And so we're always innovating and thinking of new ways to do things, whether it's changing the layout of our scooping area or getting a bigger ice cream machine to produce more product itself. And so not being afraid of change, I think, is something that I'm really proud of this company for.
And how did Ellie learn about running a business?
Everything I've learned about business, I've just learned by being in it and doing it and asking lots of questions and developing relationships with other business owners in town and being a part of networks with other small business owners. I work with a business coach. I go to conferences. I enroll in coaching programs. And that has just become an increasing part of where I spend my time because I love learning.
And over the years, Ellie has continued to learn that it's not just about dollars and cents.
Genuine Ice Cream is about so much more than that. It's about the entire experience. So that experience you have with the scooper when you walk through the door, you're met with warmth and a smile, and I think it makes the ice cream taste better. I'm proud of the product we make, and I'm unbelievably proud of the service that we provide with that.
Good customer service for customers are the heart of any successful business.
We approach every customer, whether it's somebody in the scoop shop or a wholesale client, with just a neighborly and bright tone and atmosphere, I suppose. We're all just people, and we've always said that it's real ice cream made by real humans.
18 to 20 humans working the retail side of the business and 5 in the wholesale area have been interviewed and vetted by Ellie and her team.
I tell everybody who comes through our doors, I want everybody to learn something. Yes, you're going to learn how to either make ice cream or scoop ice cream, but I want you to come away from this job with something more than that.
Along with the want to learn and grow, Genuine Ice Cream looks for those who
align with our core values, and with that comes working hard and showing up with integrity, but also like a true love for ice cream really does go a long way. Somebody that wants to show up to work with a smile on. At the end of the day, like it's an ice cream shop. And so you have to have fun while working. And so I think that when I'm interviewing somebody, I look for a little twinkle in their eye that gives me just like, all right, you're gonna make a kid smile when you give them their cone.
Not only does Ellie want to make her customers smile, making her employees smile is also a priority.
I also feel very strongly about providing great opportunities to great people. And that means developing positions for people who show the desire and have these dreams. It's one of the awesome parts about having a rapidly growing small business is there's a lot of room for new positions and to bring people up. And Kyra, for example, you know, she started as a scooper in 2020. And like, I don't have these memories of like, wow, her first day is like, this girl is gonna do great. You know, it was like, she struggled to make waffle cones when she started. She like had all the same challenges, but she loved it and she poured herself into it and she just kept wanting more. And those are the people that I want to keep providing opportunities to.
Kyra was born and raised in Billings. She left for Bozeman to attend MSUB to study elementary education. She had scooped ice cream in Billings, so it was natural for her to seek a job at Genuine Ice Cream. She fell in love with Genuine Ice Cream and stuck around to later.
I had realized that teaching actually wasn't my career path, and I love working for Genuine, and so I had made the decision to switch away from going to college and full-time at Genuine Ice Cream, so I then became the general manager.
As general manager, Kyra takes on many different tasks. She writes the schedules, trains the staff, and helps with ice cream deliveries. With Kyra, Ellie was creative in keeping a valued employee and has allowed her to work remotely.
I had some personal things happen that I needed to move back home to Billings, and I just couldn't really stay away from the company, I think. Like, I truly believe in what we're doing here. And so a conversation with Ellie took place where I'm like, you know, if there's anything that I can do to help you from a distance. And so the work that I was doing here in Billings remotely started very minimal. Like, hey, go ahead and make this poster that we're going to then print and hang in the shop. And so it took me 20 minutes, and that's all I did for them. And then it just kind of started to evolve on its own into what I'm doing now. I've done a lot of work around our training program, and so beefing that out so that we can have each one of our employees feel like this sense of accomplishment once they're done with training. I'm also like our event coordinator, and so I'm working with our typically wedding clients, booking them for weddings. And again, kind of a little bit of everything. I've got my fingers in all of the happenings. I do some work with our social media team.
While good customers and good employees are ingredients for a successful business, there is another factor that completes the recipe.
It's important to me that we are connected to the community, that we're not just opening our doors and serving ice cream. You know, it's not a transaction, like it's an experience, and we can't provide that without not only our great customers, but just a great place to do it as well.
That great place means nurturing and supporting those who live, work, and play near Genuine Ice Cream.
Being an active part of the community has always been an important part for me, even early on, even when we didn't have, you know, tons of extra cash or tons, like early days, it was always important to me that we were supporting our community as well.
And there are different ways to support a community.
As a business, you receive a lot of donation requests. And my stance on that is I'd rather pick a couple of places to focus our donation dollars so that we can make the biggest impact possible. We've chosen to support conservation efforts, so we're a 2% for conservation certified business. This means that we give 1% of our revenue to conservation initiatives. We focus those dollars here in Montana and specifically within the Gallatin Valley whenever we can. The other 1% of that certification is a time aspect, so we're getting out there, we're doing trail cleanups, and being in the community, not just cutting checks.
Kyra shares of some of the specific projects Genuine Ice Cream have supported.
We've gone up and done trail work at the Triple Tree Trail. We're a corporate sponsor for backcountry hunters and anglers, given back to the Montana Conservation Corps. We did a cleanup at the Gallatin Watershed cleanup this last spring. It's another great way for us to get out into the community together and get out of the four walls of our ice cream shop and hang out together.
Back at the shop, in the walls of Genuine Ice Cream, we meet Clara Miller, who has worked at the store for 9 months. 3 months ago, she was promoted to store manager.
I'm in college, and I was looking for a job with structure and support, and also that was fun. And Genuine has all those aspects. We care, like, we're neighborly and bright, and, like, we are that through and through. And it's just such a great place to be.
Clara states that the big perk of her job is always smelling the good aromas in the store. Aside from managing the shop, Clara makes the waffle cones. In the summertime, she makes anywhere from 300 to 350 cones each day. We step behind the ice cream counter into the main kitchen, where we learn how to make batter for the cones.
So we start off by taking our waffle mix. And we get that all ready. And then we add water to it. So we'll have to go over into the scooping area and get some water real quick. And I just get it all mixed up before I add our cinnamon and our vanilla. Just get it all, get all the clumps out, get it nice and smooth. And then I'll add vanilla extract. And then I'll add cinnamon. And then we just mix that all up.
We step into another space where three waffle irons are placed on a stainless steel table under a window. They've been heating up and readied for cooking waffles.
These are our waffle irons. We have three of them. They all have their own personalities, that's for sure. Some cook slower, some cook faster, but they all make great waffle cones.
Also on the table are a metal cone shaper and a mold.
So this is our roller. It's what we use to actually make the shape of the waffle cones. And then right here is where we like store them all. We stack them in stacks of fives.
With the batter ready and the irons warmed,
I'm just spraying these down with some nonstick spray. And then now we're ready to get the waffle cones started. So I'll just scoop up some batter, and then I just place it on the center of the iron. I usually want at least a little bit of batter coming out of the sides. For this iron on this far side, I like put the batter down in a straight line so then I get the shape I want. These other two, it's pretty easy. I just have to put the batter directly in the center. Usually they'll give me the shape I want, like 99% of the time, I'll say.
With a spatula, Clara scrapes off the batter that oozes out of the iron.
So then we get nice clean edges and they're nice and pretty. And so now I'm just putting them in the roller and I let that sit for a second. Then we'll take it off the roller and it'll just live on the waffle cone rack.
The room blossoms with the aromas of baking sugar and flour, dotted with essences of vanilla and cinnamon. The goodness wafts into the storefront and throughout the building. With good smells all around and the anticipation of receiving an ice cream cone, Kyra shares.
One of my favorite parts of working at Genuine is just everybody that comes in is coming from a different walk of life. You know, like you've got a 2-year-old and you've got a 90-year-old. You've got somebody that comes in for a birthday party or an anniversary, and then you also have the girl that just broke up with her boyfriend and she's sad and needs a milkshake. And I think that it holds true with the cakes even, you know, like we have the last day of school. The mom that wants to congratulate her kid for their last day of school buys them a cake. And then same thing, it's a birthday party, it's an anniversary. So ice cream, I think, is just one of those things that is truly joyful and brings happiness to people of all walks of life.
That one of joy and deliciousness is obvious when lines in the evening go out the door and down the building. Even with the current street construction, devotees keep coming.
Everyone gets excited about our ice cream. I mean, they're patient with us. We have a line out the door a lot of the times, and people understand that sometimes we can't scoop as fast as we want to. You know, sometimes we get 5 shakes in a row, and that's going to take a minute. The customers are great, and they're excited about our ice cream about just about as much as we are.
Excited is Jerrica Thompson, who came into Genuine Ice Cream this afternoon with her mother, son, and daughter.
We just love how like creamy the ice cream is here. It's so yummy. The kids can get rainbow sprinkles, so that draws them. And then I love a good milkshake, so I got the mocha chip, and it's delicious.
For Harper, her daughter, although she had an ice cream cone, she definitely had a favorite part to her treat.
Sprinkles.
And her brother Hudson.
I just love ice cream. I like strawberry, vanilla, every kind of color. Even I like sprinkles on top.
Jerrica's mother, Lene, is visiting from Texas and welcomes a reprieve at Genuine Ice Cream with her family.
I ordered the Ghost Coffee Nitro Brew, and I got 1 scoop of honey almond in it. And we just came from the park, and we got really hot, and the cold ice cream is good.
There is magic in ice cream, in this frozen treat made with cream. There is the anticipation of fun and flavor, and cool from the summer heat. Kyra Hart perhaps summarizes the feeling when one has waited in line for a while and finally steps into Genuine Ice Cream.
It's very hard to be grumpy in a store that smells like waffle cones and then you know that your ice cream's waiting for you at the end of the counter.
Many thanks to Ellie Dar, Kyra Hart, Clara Miller, and Ariana Ewald, along with the Thompson family, who shared their ice cream stories. May Genuine Ice Cream continue to produce small batch ice cream in a fun atmosphere. Music for Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region, has been provided by Parker Brown. Always, I thank you listeners for your continual support. I'm Stella Fong.